Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, well, you asked. Oh, fuck. Every time I don't look up the number. I'm going to go with 6.
Oh, we're just going to guess.
I'm going to guess.
We're just going to do a little fun. Guess.
I'm feeling flirty. I think 6.
Okay.
If it's not 6, see redacted title.
Always by the time we upload, you'll have looked at
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So just read the fucking title. You'll see the number before I do.
Do people even care what number it is at this point? Yeah, they
it's don't. It's just for an organization.
But then we give them the wrong information.
Yeah. Okay. But we give them the wrong information about everything.
Yeah, almost everything, yeah, for sure.
How to be gay, advice. We're going to be giving a lot of wrong information today.
Yes. Wait, is it advice today or Q&A?
It's advice. It's well you asked.
Oh.
Specific advice specifically from us.
Got it.
Specific issues, Brie. My God. We've been out of the game, honestly. We've been out of the game.
Yeah.
We had some hiccups. As people know, I had a breakup.
Yeah.
So I was crying for a few weeks. Brie had some tragic instances.
Oh yeah, my dog died.
I wasn't gonna say it.
It's really sad.
That was really sad.
My God.
Yeah, moving on. Brie was gonna cry for like weeks. My grandma's been in the hospital.
You got COVID.
Brie crying. That was a long time ago.
No, but I'm just saying
this whole year has just been really a shit show. People have been like, where are you? And we're like, we don't know.
I don't know which way is up. And we've genuinely tried. And then there was that time that we met up and our program that we use to
very high tech is so you know it is kind of it does make sense that it might not work because it's just so,
it's GarageBand. Yeah. It's GarageBand
for the first time in like 3 years it didn't boot up and would not restart my computer, restarted the program, everything.
We finally found a day that we could actually record and then that happened. So it was like, I don't know, this whole year it's like the universe just doesn't want us to figure our shit out.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And people are in the DMs like, I miss weekly uploads, and I'm like, I know, it's crazy.
So have I. I've missed doing this, but there's been some tragedies.
It's wild that we were so consistent. I mean, I say that a little bit loosely because I know we did miss some, but like for the most part, for like 2 years straight, we basically had an episode every week.
But we also cursed it because we talked about how consistent we had been.
I know, and we shaded other people for not being consistent.
Yeah, and then the universe was like...
That's funny. That's cute.
That was your first mistake.
Oh my God. Okay, well, before we get into it today, we have some housekeeping. But even before that, I've got to say a huge thank you to our patrons. We appreciate you so much, and a special shout out to Aiden, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Thank you for generously supporting I Can Explain podcast. To everyone listening, please follow or subscribe wherever you're listening or watching on YouTube, and also make sure to rate us 5 stars. You can do that on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
That brings me to
what?
Housekeeping. I left my phone in the other room. I'll be back.
Okay. Oh my God, did you just spill your drink? Sean just spilled his whole drink. Sean's just running aimlessly around his apartment right now. Towels are happening to fix the drink spill. This is a disaster. Okay, well, oh my God, what is going on? Sean's like bashing things in the kitchen. This is frightening. All right. Well, anyways, it really, really helps when you give us a 5-star rating only. And I have something to say.
I was really looking forward to that soda water.
I know. You ruined
it for yourself. Kick the whole thing over.
I know. I have my nice fresh glass right here.
Well, I'm out of breath now. Jesus Christ.
I know. You were like fucking sprinting.
Moving and grooving.
What the hell?
My housekeeping notes were in my phone.
Okay. Well, we have some things first. Take a breath. Take a fucking breath. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Pull yourself together. Okay. Please follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. And on TikTok. TikTok.
And on the TikToks.
And on the TikToks at I Can Explain Podcast. We're super famous on both. And we really, really appreciate you being one of millions of followers.
Yeah, one of 10 to 15 million, probably.
Yes. Probably almost there. Last time I checked, it was like 9-something million. And
it
just, so
it goes up so quickly that
it's hard to keep track. But before we get to the housekeeping, I need to say something.
Okay.
I'm going to bully someone specifically.
I know exactly. That was my first housekeeping note.
Okay.
First
so
one.
So someone slid into my DMs. I think it was DMs. Was
no,
it?
Where was it? It was on the actual.
Oh my God. Right. Okay. So I need to tell y'all that one of the happiest moments of my week is I get an email and it says the recent reviews.
Yeah. Okay? It's like your week in review.
And it makes me so happy because I'm like, you know what? The threats are working.
Yes.
And the people are giving 5
Grandmas
stars.
Are quaking.
Yes. Families are scared.
They're in their bunkers hiding from us.
Oh my God. Too real right now.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
We're already canceled and we're 10 minutes in.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Figure yourself out. And I get that. And it's like, you know, 5 stars. Everyone's listening to my threats and my bullying tactics. Yep. And they're saying nice things about me. And sometimes you. Every once in a while.
It's like 75-25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it brings a little joy to my week.
Mm-hmm.
And this past week, I got the email. I was very excited because I read all the reviews. And jokes aside, it actually is really sweet. It makes me really happy.
Yes.
There was a 1-star review.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. Like, tears, like, welled in my eyes the moment that I opened that email.
Yeah.
And then what made it worse is I read the review. Mm-hmm. And the person, and they're listening. And so this is directed towards you.
It's on site.
And you know how people say, like, oh, it's not personal? This is personal.
We have a vendetta. We have an enemy.
Yes.
We know where you live.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Actually, we kind of do because it was tagged in your review. So we know where you live.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
We're coming. And basically, they said, you always tell people to rate 5 stars. So I thought it would be funny to give you a 1-star rating.
Little devil emoji.
And I was like, disgusted, disturbed.
I was like, was it worth it?
I was like,
was it, because we're coming for you. So was it worth
was it? Was it worth it?
Yeah. We booked our flights.
And I want to be very clear because I'm concerned that by talking about this, some other people might think
we're
that this
get, like,
would
1-star
be funny.
Review bombed.
And I just need you all to know that it actually angered me. Like, I needed to take a moment after reading that and be like, it's just a joke. They were intending it as a joke.
After but, like, we booked the flights.
After we booked the flights, I had to, like, get my cancellation insurance, you know, just calm down, talk myself off the ledge. But I was actually, I was mad. I screenshotted it to you and I was like, is this a fucking joke? Like, I was so mad.
I thought it was kind of funny, but
I didn't. I thought it was 0% funny. I thought it was 0% funny. I'm like, there's no humor in this. The humor is not there. Sometimes people will rate us 5 stars and they will be like, okay, I rated you 5 stars, but then in the comment they'll write something like, because you threatened me to rate you 5 stars.
Yeah,
that is funny. I still prefer compliments. I still prefer people telling me how amazing I am.
Right,
but I'll take the joke there. But when you fuck with my star rating on Apple Podcasts, when we are clawing our way against all the straight men with microphones, we are clawing,
we're like kicking Joe Rogan down.
Oh my God, we're trying our damnedest to get our queer wisdom out to the people, and you,
that's the way to put it,
you are don't come for me and my family.
Don't come for me business. And my family. You're getting very mob boss energy now.
Well, yeah. I'm You're pissed.
Like, don't go against the family.
Don't. Seriously, I'm pissed. I'm
Yeah, it's on site. You know who
it
you are.
It is personal.
We
and
have
it's personal.
Your name, your address.
Yep. And I just want you to know, I thought that was 0% funny.
I thought it was 25% funny.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. You just don't care at all about our standings on the algorithms, clearly.
Okay, I have another housekeeping note. I had one that I wanted to talk about, but after reading it again, and it is the most awful thing I've ever typed into my phone.
Okay.
After reading it again, I don't think I want to go through it. It was like a whole thing last week, but I don't want to go through it again.
Okay.
It does bring me to, I would say, probably the most important housekeeping note we've ever had.
Yeah.
And that is, where do you stand? You need to stand on a side. Where do you stand? Doors versus wheels.
Oh God, this starts my brain.
Where are you? Are you a door or are you a wheel?
I think there are more wheels.
Okay.
And how? What do you think?
A nation divided. I was team wheel. I was like, it's wheels.
What swayed you?
What swayed me? Okay, so if nobody knows what we're talking about, there's a great debate going on currently about if there are more doors or more wheels in the world. And people are really team door or wheel. And I was like, it's obviously wheels.
Yeah.
Like a car, four wheels. Somebody was like,
Bicycles,
bottoms of fridges, skateboards.
Oh my God, yeah.
Somebody said Hot Wheels. And I was like, how many fucking Hot Wheels are made in a day? It's obviously millions. Wheels. But then somebody was like, but doors, microwave doors, cupboard doors, like a window.
Oh, do those count?
Those count.
Oh, I was just thinking like house doors.
And I know. Somebody was like, all those little, like the little SIM card doors on your phones.
So someone's got to count.
There will be an official count. I think we might have to start. We're just going room by room. Holding something up. Does that count as a door?
Unfortunately, we are going to have to quit this podcast because we're going to be very busy.
I can count.
I can count doors and wheels.
Yeah. So I am now team door.
Okay.
I do think the cupboard door, the microwave door, the fridge door, things like that really swayed me.
Yeah.
Car doors.
Oh,
there's just as many doors. There's more doors on a car.
That's actually a good point because there's things that are doors that don't have wheels, but majority of things that have
wheels have also doors. Have doors. Exactly.
So it cancels it out. So now I'm team door.
See?
I'm team door now.
Yeah. So sound off in the comments about if you're team door or wheel. This is a very hot debate.
Okay. I have.
And if sorry.
Jesus. Okay.
If all this information has been presented to you, the listener, and you feel that you have something that could sway us back to team wheel, I want to hear it.
Yeah. Where are they going to tell us about it?
I don't know. DM. DMs. DM me. That's a DM I want.
That's a DM.
Personal DM. I don't care.
Yeah.
Tell me about wheels.
At Sean.Lusk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I need to know about this.
I'm sure you're going to get approximately zero DMs.
I don't know. People
are heated about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rightfully so.
I have some housekeeping.
Okay. I was like, house capped.
Okay. I actually have three things that I need to talk about.
Okay.
So. What? Is that a problem?
I'm scared.
Okay.
The anger that has been bestowed upon you from this one-star comment is radiating.
Well, while I'm angry, I might as well talk about the other thing I'm angry about.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me tell y'all a little story.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The story goes something like this. I am a community-based person.
Okay.
Okay. I like supporting the community.
Right.
I am very much hashtag community over competition, some might say.
I didn't know that was a battle going on.
I think that in the world of like MLMs and stuff, they like writing community over competition.
Okay.
It's like a boss babe kind of vibe. And I'm not in an MLM, but I do embody
MLM energy.
I do.
MLM energy. Definitely, yeah.
So here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The other day, I was doing a cute little Q&A
okay.
on my Instagram story.
Yes.
Someone asked me, what's your favorite podcast? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone asked me what my favorite podcast was. And I thought, I will say what my favorite podcast is. I will also plug our podcast.
Absolutely.
And then I thought, I had just happened to listen to a local Vancouver podcast.
Yes.
That day. So I thought, what a cute opportunity to give a little wave to another queer community podcast.
Yeah.
Okay? So I make this post. I tag this podcast, this queer podcast. You know what? We're going by name. It's called Cut the Crease. Okay? And they repost my story. I thought, great. They saw my little community.
You said, you're also community over competition.
That's what I thought. I thought, wow. Okay. Look at this.
Two community girls.
Two community gals just showing the love to each other. Yeah. You know, I loved it. I felt really proud of our local queer community.
Queers.
Queers supporting queers.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Well, let me tell you, clicked on this post to view their Instagram page. And let me tell you what I found in the bio of that Instagram page.
You tell them.
This podcast has in their bio, number one queer podcast in Vancouver. Now, I don't know the stats exactly,
right,
but I just felt like that was more competition over community vibes. For
sure, yeah.
So then I thought, I've just shouted out
the number one
Vancouver, the number one Vancouver podcast, and anyone who follows me and listens to my Vancouver queer podcast is going to click and see that I am in fact not the number one Vancouver queer podcast,
which nobody ever thought we were. Which,
but it was unsettling to me. Right. It was unsettling. Okay, so now it's been exposed that we are the number two queer Vancouver podcast.
Yes.
And I just don't think, I don't think that's tasteful. I don't think that that is a touch of class. I don't. Do you think that that's sprinkled with class?
I think it's funny. I think the only way, me thinking everything's 25% funny today, really yeah. setting you off. I think the only way that this can be settled is we drop a pin.
Okay.
And we fight.
I was going to say.
Absolutely. There's a crown, and whoever gets the crown at the end is mm-hmm. the winner. It could be a dance battle. Something tells me
we would lose that.
If it starts as a regular fight, it's going to transition to dance battle. But yeah. It's a dark alley. Suddenly snaps are heard. I think we're going to start selling tickets. It's okay. going to be like a WWE style, Smackdown. Like SmackDown mm-hmm. Fight for the spot of Vancouver's number one queer podcast.
Okay, I like that.
Maybe a mud wrestle situation.
I guess until then, we're trying to beat the champ. So we've got to put in our Instagram bio, number two
number, queer we're definitely podcast number two. In Vancouver. We're going to say Vancouver's number two queer podcast, Vancouver's number one mud wrestler.
Then at least we'll have something. Then at least,
and both are true. So.
Okay. Okay. Glad I got that off my chest. I have something else to talk about.
Okay. Is this another angry one?
Well, I don't know. I was angry at the start, and then it ended in respect.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'm so scared about every one of these. Like, I feel like we're just making enemies left, right, and center at this point.
Taking shots.
We have also a lot of fighting to be done.
We've got a long list. Like, when we've been gone for a few weeks,
we come back. You know, we're just
fighting,
grappling. So you better we got to start working on these fight lessons.
I'm gonna restart my little video here because I feel like once I get into this tale, we might be here for a minute.
Okay. I don't know if anybody's getting well. You asked advice, but you are getting fights. Plenty of fights.
Again, I always think that we should just do catching up. Who we want to fight this week should be like a weekly special.
The episode is just called Who We Fighting.
Okay, so I went to get toothpaste the other day. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
No, this is serious. This is like, I have not been able to sleep since this went down.
You go, we have some housekeeping to get to. The queer advice from queer listeners in need can wait.
Can wait.
I went to buy toothpaste last week.
Just wait till you hear this story.
Okay.
I went to buy toothpaste and I walked into the store. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's I don't know if this store, how far this store goes.
Are we fighting this store too?
No. Okay. The store, I'm going to keep the store out of it, actually. It's just, I don't want to give them the bad rep that they don't deserve because it's really not on the store. It's on the people that occupy the store.
Okay.
Okay. So I was in this store. I'm looking for the oral hygiene aisle. I'm searching. Okay. Walking up and down the aisles. Mm-hmm. I'm walking behind this person. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this person farts. Okay. I want to say I'm 4 feet behind them. Okay. Well, it's pretty close proximity. So considering
like audibly farts.
Audibly farts. Okay. I didn't smell anything.
It wasn't just a silent crop dust.
No.
Okay.
An audible fart happened. Okay. I immediately feel bad for them because I'm like, oh, they probably thought that was going to be silent.
Yeah.
They know I'm right behind them.
They thought they could squeak it out.
They're embarrassed. Yeah. Okay. I just think, you know, do
this
the classy thing.
Already like this, the store's fault.
Yeah, it might be. I'm going to do the classy thing. And I think to myself, I'm not going to tell them.
And
I just heard
fart
that. Make them feel more comfortable.
I'm
going to
do the classy thing and I'm going to drop one too. Community over competition.
So I am like, okay, just keep it moving. Yeah. Okay. I'm continuing to walk behind this person. They fart again.
Okay.
Just as loud. Maybe louder.
Maybe it was competition.
Honestly. At this point, I'm thinking something must be terribly wrong, right?
Is the IBS and oral health aisle?
Same aisle? No.
The Gaviscon down there?
This is when this person turns around and I make eye contact. We're looking at each other. And they look at me with such confidence. It was like a threat. It was like a direct threat. Yeah, like,
I will do it again.
Like, I don't care that I'm farting in your direction and that you can hear it.
Okay.
I'm startled and I cannot waver on my eye contact. Right. Like, we're looking at each other. At this point, I don't know what to do. I can't even crack a smile. I can't anything. I'm just looking the deadpan right in the
your
eyes.
Your eyes are watering.
I'm afraid.
The stench.
I don't know what they're going to do next. And I kid you not, they break eye contact to turn around. And as they turn their body around, they fart again.
That eye contact was a
they
threat.
They fart again.
Sure. They what? Were establishing dominance.
And I go, because I at this point, I, you know what? Everything's, we got to put everything out on the table. Yeah. I go, are you kidding me? Because that's all I can think to do. I'm like, you've farted in my direction twice. You've turned around.
Stared at me.
Confidently let me know that you know that I am there.
Yeah.
And then you've let one more rip in my direction.
That was the finisher.
Are you kidding me?
They had you in a chokehold. Did they respond?
No. This person was so confident in their ability to fart wherever they felt like
on
it.
On command. I wish they had turned to you after the second one and said, that was really gross. Two of you in the aisle, blaming it on you.
Just taking it out on me. Yeah. So I was angry for a minute and then I thought, damn. Like, this person gives no fucks.
Yeah, I was gonna say doesn't give a shit, but they might. You waited long enough in that aisle, they might have.
So I just thought that was
okay. Well, thank you for sharing. That was really brave.
Yeah, thank you. Because I haven't been able to sleep since then.
It's nice that you're comfortable enough to be vulnerable on this podcast.
Thank you.
Okay, what's number three?
Jesus. Okay. So Sean went and got his nails done because it's his birthday coming up and he got his little birthday nails.
Yeah. It's fun. Do you know what's really funny?
What?
I haven't shaved today.
Okay.
I'm wearing a hat. I'm wearing a hoodie. I was like, I feel kind of masculine. And then I literally was getting my nails done like.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure all the viewers were thinking the same.
I was like, super masculine.
Look how masculine.
Hit the sleigh button.
Okay, well, thank God we've balanced out your masculine energy absolutely. With your feminine energy here.
Hey, Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title
overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
So are you going to tell the people your theme for your birthday so they can look out for the drop, or are we keeping that little secret?
I don't know how to describe the theme without it sounding sad or the reasoning behind the theme.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll just say
you were vulnerable with the farts. So that's true. You got it. Farts. Yeah. me and my boyfriend broke up like 3 days before Valentine's Day. Yeah. I hate Valentine's Day anyways, but I do love the aesthetic of Valentine's Day.
Right.
So the theme of my birthday year, the theme that we're dropping, the drop, is, yeah, the aesthetic of Valentine's Day is very important, is My Bloody Valentine. Mm-hmm. So we're going very red and black. Very spooky, very bloody. That's the vibe. So
yeah, and we might see you out of the club. And just a reminder: no photos after 10 p.m. because
get them in quick.
Those photos are still circulating, and I am scared. I'm sleeping with one eye open, waiting for the notification.
I'm hoping they're still circulating because, like I suggested, it takes a while to create an NFT. So I am hoping that you're going to have to drop like $30,000 to buy those back from someone. And the thing is, you'll probably do it.
Oh, to get to wipe those from the internet? Yeah. Absolutely.
What is your third note of housekeeping that I got my nails done?
No, so Sean got his nails done, and he was saying that the person was asking him about nail shape or whatever the hell. And I was like, oh, it's really funny because every time I go get my nails done, they're always trying to give me suggestions on how to grow my nails out. Yes. And for obvious reasons, I have no intention of doing that.
Yeah.
Actually, for anyone tuning in, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah.
Just in case people needed to figure that one out.
Well, if they're watching the audio or watching the video, they'll know.
I think I look very, actually, straighty-patey today. Like, look at my little half-up, half-down hairdo.
Okay, Ari.
Like, oh my God, look at me.
I think how I felt like I looked masculine, you think that you look straight. I think me thinking that...
my hyper-femininity jumped out.
I think because I was wearing a hat and a hoodie, I was very masculine. That is the same delusion vibe that you have.
I put on blush today and half up, half down. I'm wow, like, ooh.
No, couldn't clock me, that's for sure.
Okay, so I'm a lesbian and I prefer to have short nails. Not every lesbian does, but for me, I prefer it. Anyways, I
have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
What would your thoughts be on press-ons?
I don't know.
You're not a nail bitch anyways.
I don't like nails.
But what if somebody got, this is an idea.
It would feel like I was playing dress up.
And?
Yeah, I know. That's
dress up for once.
Sometimes I do that. It's like how I tell you when I'm hyper feminine, I literally feel like I'm in drag.
You're like a different person.
I'm a different person.
Yeah. You're not Brie, you're Brianne.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe even Brianna.
Yeah. Ooh, spooky. I have a thought that if somebody is a queer woman or somebody who does a lot of fingering in any sense, you could get a full set of gel or acrylics, and then you could just have the two workhorse fingers as press-ons. And then when things are getting hot and heavy, you pop flick them off, kick that bad boy into all-wheel drive.
Oh, I love that, actually.
You're in manual mode, and then you just click them back on.
I kind of love that.
Yeah.
I love that moment.
We should start like a queer nail salon, and that's like the specialty. You get a full set and matching press-ons every time.
And we just sell a kit, but it's just two nails.
Yeah. If you lose the two when you're going in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like that. We'll workshop that.
Business idea. Yes. Yeah. We're going to have a lot of messages about this.
For sure. When the investors the investors are coming our way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I always like short nails, and they always try and give me tips on like keeping my nails longer because they think that like a lot of people, I guess, want that I would want to grow my nails yeah. out. They're like, we always have to cut them so short because like, you cut them in between visits. Like, come more often, then we can help you grow them out. Like, whatever.
Meanwhile, my nail place was like, we should really think about the possibility of getting you a membership because you come so often.
Oh my God. That's pretty chic.
I know.
Good for you. Keeping your life together.
Thank you.
When my nails are like together, like I just usually get black nail polish.
Yeah.
I feel like my life is put together.
For sure.
It changes my whole outlook.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was at this nail salon that I always go to and they were giving me the usual spiel and I was just like pretending to agree with them because, you know. And
it's only so much you can do.
There's this woman sitting beside me and she's like, oh yeah. Like starts telling me about like how she growed her nails because she used to bite her nails. Mm. And I don't know why I lied this hardcore.
Okay.
But it's like, it just
flowed out of you.
Flowed out of me.
Yeah.
And once I started, I couldn't stop.
Once you're in, once the Band-Aid's off,
oh,
once you're Brianna, you can't get back.
So I literally, to this woman, I look her straight in the fucking eyes and I go, oh, I can't because I fight mixed martial arts. It's like, I can't
that
have nails.
That is so much more extreme than I.
Where did that even come from?
Why didn't you say you were like a line cook or something? Instead, I actually am in MMA, so
I just wanted the conversation to end truly, and I don't know why
that
like,
opens up way more exactly. questions.
So then she goes, oh how my gosh, how long have you been doing mixed martial arts? And I was like, oh, you know, since I was a kid, like I just start lying. Like lying so much that I'm believing it. Like I'm like at this point I'm like I'm you're about like, wow, to get signed to the UFC.
I gotta go to class after this.
She goes, oh, I have a daughter that's so cool, I should enroll her. Like what would be your suggestions of like places gyms. Like places to take her? I'm telling her places to go. Like there's places in Vancouver that I've just heard of or my friends like train at.
You're lucky that you had some background knowledge.
I'm just telling her. Like I think afterwards, like she probably was like, I met a UFC fighter today.
Probably.
Like I was so committed to my craft
yeah.
that I sat there for 40 minutes, like
as just a whole new character,
Yeah. And I left and I was actually kind of confused that I didn't do MMA. Like I had convinced myself that I had
delusion, convince yourself.
And I was just like, wow. And yeah, so there's someone out there who thinks like I'm a full on like MMA fighter, like yeah. a competitive
They're gonna
fighter.
See you on the street and be like, oh, My worst fear is like, you know, when you get caught in, I've mm-hmm. never done an MMA level of lie, but you know, when you get caught in like a small lie,
yeah.
my biggest fear is then, of course, just because it's how life works, yeah. that 6 months from now, you're going to be at the grocery store with like your parents or yeah. like, or your girlfriend, and yeah. you're going to run into her and her daughter, and yeah. she's going to go, this is the MMA fighter I was telling yeah. you about. And your girlfriend's going to be beside you. Like
what the actual fuck? Like, oh, okay. Didn't know that about
yeah, busy
you.
Week.
Wow.
Started a new hobby.
No. Yeah. It's all, whenever I lie like that, it's always a reflex in a scenario where my internalized homophobia jumps out. And I'm so afraid that like, I'm either going to have to like come out to a stranger when I just don't want to deal with it, or that they're going to like perceive me in a way like, why this woman would ever think, oh, she's getting her nails cut short because she literally fingers other women yeah, is not
have that.
Like, I don't know why I thought that would ever be like part of my storyline, but I just panic.
Yeah.
And it just jumps out. And I feel like, wow, and once you're in it, you're too.
Once you're in. I also love that it is kind of, even if she did question uh-huh. your sexuality at that point, what's she going to say? Because you're an MMA fighter.
I'll fight you, bitch.
This is actually a good thing you are an MMA fighter, because we do have a lot of fighting to be done.
Yeah. Oh, we yeah, do.
That's going to help in the great podcast fight of 2022.
I am so committed to that lie that I might have to take some classes.
You should at least post something on your Instagram in case she somehow finds you. Yeah.
It's just like a random photo of me in front of a gym. Just...
outside and you just
all
walk
of
away.
My friends are like, what the fuck is this post? Like, where did this come from?
And the caption is just, since I was a kid.
Oh. Oh my God. Work hard. Fight for your dreams.
Absolutely.
You know?
And fight everyone else that gets in between you and your dreams.
Absolutely.
Should we do some advice?
Uh-huh.
Time stampers. Brie is an MMA fighter about 20 minutes.
And advice begins at
34 minutes.
Oh my God.
That's probably, I've heard some like extreme lies, mm-hmm. even that I've told to strangers.
Yeah.
But I think that takes the cake as most extreme lie.
I don't know. What was it worse than that time that I told the dental assistant that my J earring was for my dead grandmother when it's not, and I didn't have a dead grandmother, but I just didn't want to have to say it was for my girlfriend's name?
No, I think that's less extreme.
That's less extreme.
MMA fighter.
The MMA fighter, yeah. People listening are like, you're a psycho. Like
anybody
people
listening before this episode is like, you're a psycho. So
that's true. That's true. Oh my God. Okay, actually, I've just got to. We'll say, I've got another thing, but I'll save it for next episode. Okay. Because this is just, you know, the people need their advice.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Time stampers, we've got advice coming in hot at 35 minutes.
Yep. Just about 34 minutes of light housekeeping.
Just a quick little, quick little update. Okay. How do you transition from more than friends to just friends in an honest and loving way? I feel like this is good for you to answer.
I actually have to leave. It's a little early for this one.
Is it too early? Is this too much? Because
I would say I'm currently in the middle of trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. I would say number one, the stage I am in currently is take space
mm-hmm. yes.
on both sides.
That's good. Good suggestion.
Do not rush into anything.
Okay.
I think there are so many stages of like grief
yep.
that you go through mm-hmm. when something ends.
Yes.
I would assume that's what more than friends is, or are they just talking like fuck buddies?
Well, I guess it could be either, but
anyways, yeah, let's go like kind of relationship fuck buddies. Mm-hmm. That's my
yeah.
I would say take space, don't jump into something.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of stages of like grieving that you need to go through.
Yeah.
And when you jump into trying to forge something new with somebody that you are already friends or more than friends with, I think it gets confusing
mm-hmm.
because you kind of lose what you want and lose what your feelings are.
Yeah.
So I would say take space,
mm-hmm.
then revisit slowly.
Okay.
And set boundaries, I would say.
Yeah, that's important
because
for sure.
I think if there aren't boundaries and you go back to seeing a person like a lot, mm-hmm. it can get very confusing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Lines can get blurred very easy.
Yeah.
And on my side, I would just say don't, but that's because I just
You're
don't.
A psycho.
I'm a psycho.
Yeah.
Once we're done, we're done. But, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. That's advice from an MMA fighter and from me. So, you know, very different.
Okay. This one's juicy. MMA fighter. Next time
now,
we have...
You didn't even shock you hearing it because
no,
you're
I'm
so
committed.
Convinced it's real.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
You were like,
maybe
he's
people
talking
ask
about
me more like fighting questions yeah. next time. Advice on how to get into.
How to get into. But I guess yeah. you can't really give that advice because you started at such a young age.
That's true. It's kind of just in my blood.
Yeah.
You know?
You're stupid.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah,
like,
a lot.
Oh my God.
Creates an entirely new life instead of telling a stranger that you finger someone. Or like, that you. The best part is, oh, I just like short nails.
It's, yeah. So easy. So done. Easy to do. Yeah. Next question.
Yep.
Next question is it bad to get drinks with an ex hookup from a few years ago that my girlfriend dislikes?
Wow, we're really going through it with the exes here. yeah.
Yeah. Like, why is my question?
Yeah.
It's like, it's
first of all, it's like ex hookup while you're still in a relationship. That's the juju is not the best, I will say. And then add the secondary fact that your current partner doesn't like.
So basically my thought with that is if this was like an ex-partner or a friend that you really cared about,
yeah,
obviously there's certain dynamics that like maybe your current partner doesn't like it. We've talked about it on the podcast before with yeah. advice with that situation. But in this situation, I'm like, it's just someone you hooked up with. Like, is it really that deep? Like, why do you need to make your current partner uncomfortable just to go get drinks with this random person? Like, to me, it seems like your want or need to go meet this person for drinks despite your partner not liking them or being uncomfortable
yeah.
means that you care more than you are letting on.
Yeah.
Like, there's... how many people in the world do you go grab a drink with? Why do you need to go grab a drink with someone that makes your partner uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me.
And also, like, if I felt comfortable enough to mm-hmm. voice to my partner that I didn't like not only a friend of theirs, yeah. an ex hookup of theirs,
yeah.
and then they went to drinks with them.
And then they did.
I'd call this MMA fighter in to solve some things for me.
Call me into the ring, baby. I'll take care of it. I'm just going to say a quick, in case my camera dies, a quick goodbye on video, and then we'll just continue on audio.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for watching and following. Okay, now we're going to continue on audio and however long this lasts.
Ugh.
Follow and subscribe, baby, for more of this gorgeousness. Okay. What is your advice for your first kiss?
Oh, just do it.
Yeah.
Nike, just do it.
I feel like people build it up so much.
That's the thing. If like, I can tell if you're asking this question, you're mm-hmm. probably like thinking about it a lot, which I'm sure I
yeah.
did because I overthink literally mm-hmm. everything. I overthink like going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I overthink like going to bed.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
Yeah.
So... you're probably overthinking it, which is fine and mm-hmm. very natural, I would say, but just like feel the vibes of the situation.
Yeah. My suggestion is just don't do too much.
Yeah. You did too much.
I did too much.
And I feel like I might've done not enough because I was like scared.
You were a little scared.
Yeah.
I think it's better to do that than try to do like some crazy stuff that you've read about online or like, I don't know, seen in movies and stuff when you can't execute, then your teeth are just clanking and you're all over the place.
Yeah.
I think like let the other person lead and just like simpler is better.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
And don't stress too much. Like it's this weird pressure that you're supposed to just like be good at doing things like that comes with time and practice totally. And like just live in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Like what is in the air? Someone said baby gay problems. Do I try to build a friendship with my first love, even if we've broken up?
Oh my God.
No, I say no. Sean would say yes.
That's it.
That's it. That's the answer.
There's a no and a yes. Okay. Move on.
So really just take whichever one you yeah. prefer. I just think first loves cut so deep. And I think unless there's been some significant time between that and growth between that, it would be very hard for at least me personally to transition that to a friendship.
Yeah, I am friends with some of my exes.
Mm-hmm.
Not my first love, though.
Oh, okay. There you go. So, it's a no from both of us.
I think that's situational, though. Mm-hmm. I think there could be potential.
Yeah.
I think if you have both grown and matured and are in different spaces and like comfortable talking about where you are and
yeah.
once again your boundaries, then sure.
Mm-hmm.
But once I would say maybe give it some space too.
Okay. I'm going to try and find one that
doesn't.
What the fuck is going on? I just need to for this situation. Like, would you ever hook up with friends and stay friends? Like everyone is asking about how to deal with exes or friends. Like there's something in the air. What the hell? Okay. Dealing with anxiety about constantly coming out. Well, I think we talked about early on this podcast, me making up an entire new identity for myself because I was anxious about having to come out in a nail salon.
Yeah.
So now I'm now an MMA professional. So I get that and I relate to that. And I think that it's one of those things that like, it gets easier, but there's always going to be those, yeah, there's always going to be those moments where I like panic, yeah. right? There's those days that I feel really good about it. And I'm like, oh my God, I could care less. Like I'm buying flowers for my girlfriend. I'm like even going above and beyond to like tell the person who they're for and like feeling really good about being loud and proud and yeah. like wearing it like a badge of honor of my identity. And I love who I am. And then there are days that I'm like, I just can't deal with this today.
Yeah, I also think that it's just something that will, as much as things are changing, it's something that will be like pretty constant.
Yeah.
And I think it's very fair to have anxiety mm-hmm. about that because it is constant. And yeah, like you said, it's some days I'm like, I'm the gayest person ever. And other days I'm like, I'm straight. So don't talk to me. Don't ask me about being gay because I don't have an answer for you because I am not anything of the sort. But yeah. I also think that like the making up an entire life thing, sometimes it's just the vibes.
Sometimes you just gotta do it.
Sometimes you're in a situation that you're like, I know I'm about to make up an entire new person.
It is what it is.
You know? And I'm like, it's gonna be safer and more comfortable for me to just absolutely lie through my teeth about everything that makes up my personality than to come out to you right now. And that's okay.
And honestly, I don't think there's really any harm done in that moment.
If you're making up lies about your like life that are maybe problematic or something, that's bad. Yeah. But if you're just lying to
a stranger,
if you're just lying to protect yourself or for fun, if you're out there lying for fun,
lie more for power fun to more often, honestly, that's our advice.
Why just come out to strangers? Why? Just lie every time. Go into a situation knowing that you're going to be someone you are not.
This has taken a turn.
And it's given very Anna Delvey vibes. Just go into a situation knowing that the bank has already sent a wire.
See, but my thing is that lady didn't give me money after I told her I'm an MMA fighter.
Well, you told her you're an MMA fighter, not like a Bitcoin investor or something.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have maybe, yeah.
Can I share something that has recently made me anxious about this constantly coming out thing?
Of course.
So I don't know if anyone I don't know if anyone can relate to this that's listening. But as I'm getting to the point, and I'm even nervous saying this because people are then gonna assume that I'm like trying to get pregnant right now or something like that. But I'm not. But my sister is currently pregnant, so it's got me thinking more about that and how I want kids and everything else. And a newfound anxiety for me is the fact that I'm going to be that I'm basically going to have to be passing on to my kids the responsibility to constantly come out for me as well. And it's something And I've never thought about that. And then I all of a sudden started processing like, oh, even though I'm not ashamed of who I am, and even though I know there's nothing wrong with being gay, there are the moments, as much as we joke about them, that I panic and I go back into that like space where I'm not comfortable talking about it, or I just like make up some lie to get out of it, whatever it may be. And then I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, like, my kid or kids are going to have to do that at school, are going to have to do that
for you,
have to come out for me every time they like invite a friend over, or if they're dating someone new, they have to be like, oh, my moms are gay, just so you know. And I know that, or I hope that they will know that there's nothing wrong with that, in the same way that I know there's nothing wrong with me being gay, but they will still have to do that. And that is something that I never thought about before. And that sucks.
I hate that, but I do think it's really funny that this person asked, how do I get over the anxiety? And you said, here's something you've never thought about.
Let me double down. Yeah. Let me take your anxiety and raise it.
What if you had kids?
I'm just saying, sometimes with advice, it's just helpful to know that even if people don't have the answers, you're not alone in feeling that way.
Yeah.
And I think that...
And also, you're having anxiety about kids you don't have right now.
Like exactly. It just
builds into the validity, I think.
And I also think that there was like a lot of shame for many years when I wouldn't come out to a barista or a random stranger or a client or anything like that, that I was like, oh my God, like I feel ashamed that I wasn't excited to say that or that I kind of hid it in a way. And then I realized like, no, like I'm proud of who I am and I know that being gay is okay. I know who I am is okay. It's just that, you know, we truly underestimate how uncomfortable those moments can be. And also sometimes it's just easier to not.
Yeah.
So don't feel like you're a bad person or a bad gay for not always being excited about coming out to each new person.
Literally.
It doesn't make you not proud of who you are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that we'll wrap it up on that, eh?
So
that,
much great advice.
That great advice.
So the quantity as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Plethora. Like, we covered all bases.
All bases. Being gay, coming out.
Everything.
MMA.
Exes. I think that, like, you know, we might as well just stop the podcast, like, just quit here, because any advice that might ever be needed,
you can turn to in this one episode.
This one episode covers
it. Yeah. Gay 101. That's what this was.
This is it. We've got it all here, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wherever you're listening, we love and appreciate you so much. And please follow or subscribe. Give us 5 stars and 5 stars only. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And also make sure to follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast on TikTok and Instagram, and personally at Sean.Lusk. Let him know about the wheels of the doors.
Yeah.
And at Brianne Williamson. Let me know how pretty I am. And until next
time. Similar asks.
Yeah. We will see you around the neighborhood.
There's no camera to turn to.